Thank you and good morning. Eureka's Extreme Weather Winter Shelter, administered by Eureka Main Street, will begin operating in November to provide shelter for Eureka's homeless population during times of extreme weather conditions. The rescue mission, located on 2nd Street, is the main shelter for men, while St. Vincent's Dining Facility will be the backup shelter if the rescue mission reaches capacity. For women and children, the Eureka Rescue Mission's Women's Shelter is located on 3rd Street. City Councilman Mike Newman said in a statement, and I quote, "Eureka is very supportive of the program, recognizing the importance of helping prevent people from dying of exposure during bad weather," end quote. The shelter is currently accepting donations to help cover overnight staffing costs. For more information, contact Eureka Main Street. If there is one thing most of us can agree upon, it's that salsa is delicious. What you may not have known is that the making of salsa for students in the 3rd through 6th grades is also a good way to learn the basics of culinary arts. On October 12th, students from 9 local elementary schools gather on the Arcata Plaza to have their particular salsas judged by a panel of what can only be described as salsa experts. Superintendent of County Schools Gary Eagles is all about learning.
Because what's really important is not just that it was a glorious day on the plaza and we gave out a lot of great awards to some very creative kids and their inventions for salsa. The salsa competition itself is one of the perfect examples of 21st century learning because it involves creativity and communication and critical thinking skills.
Linda Prescott, who runs the district's nutrition education program, said the year-round culinary arts program allows students to not only learn but to also display what they have learned.
So some knife skills, some recipe development skills. And so when it came to a point where we were looking at how can we take this into the community, we talked about what would that look like. And the idea of salsa came to be because salsa, not only does it give us an opportunity to highlight fruits and vegetables, it's an excellent opportunity for kids to use those skills.
Students worked with chefs from local restaurants to create and produce their particular version of salsas. Three commissions in the city of Fortuna will have vacancies beginning next year. The Planning Commission, the Historical Commission, and the Parks and Recreation Commission will all have open positions. Applications are available at City Hall or the city's website, and the deadline to turn in an application is November 15th. Caltrans will continue to pave State Route 211 beginning this Monday from Market Street in Ferndale to Highway 101 at Singley Hill Road. Work hours are from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and motorists should expect 10-minute delays. There will be intermittent ramp closures at the Fernbridge-Ferndale exit of Highway 101 as part of the project. All work is weather permitting, and the project is expected to be finished by the end of October. The California Public Utilities Commission unanimously approved $6.6 million on Thursday to construct a new fiber optic connection in Humboldt County, providing broadband internet to members of the Karuk and Yurok tribes, among others. The project covers the communities of Oric, Orleans, Johnson's, Wautech, and Wichpec. IT Director of the Karuk Tribe Eric Cudwright said that this is a wonderful opportunity and a chance for the tribe to take control of its own communications. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that one of the most important predictors of school success and high school graduation is that students are reading at grade level by the end of third grade? Did you also know that less than half of our current Humboldt County students are meeting this important benchmark and therefore are 75% more likely to drop out of high school? Help change this by becoming an early literacy volunteer. It's easy, there's no cost for training, and it will make a difference. Call 441-4552 to find out more. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In Mendocino crime news, sheriff's deputies were dispatched to 162 Mountain View Road at the Manchester Indian Reservation over the weekend to respond to a report of a fight. At the location, deputies found a woman near the edge of the roadway. She was severely bleeding from her face and head and identified 26-year-old Manchester resident Jamie Ramirez as the one responsible. The victim was involved in a long-term relationship with Ramirez, and they were engaged in a verbal argument that led to a physical assault. The victim was transported to an out-of-area hospital for treatment, and deputies later learned that she had sustained major internal trauma. Deputies arrested Ramirez for assault with a deadly weapon, battery, and corporal injury to a spouse, and he was booked into jail. And deputies responded to Henderson Lane in Covelo on Monday to investigate a domestic disturbance. Deputies found the 48-year-old male victim, who said that his cohabitant girlfriend, 39-year-old Demeter McFadden, struck him with a beer bottle and a garden hose, leaving him with an area of swelling on the back of his head. McFadden was arrested and booked into jail for assault with a deadly weapon. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.